Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we congratulate you for your successful presidency over the Conference on Disarmament and the adoption of the subsidiary bodies' reports for due reflection in the final report of the conference. We acknowledge that under your presidency, the established subsidiary bodies could have a general exchange of views and adopt a procedural report. We hope the subsidiary bodies will be able to continue their mandate for the upcoming year if the conference so decides. We also take the opportunity to appreciate Peru, Switzerland, Argentina, Egypt, and Bulgaria for the coordinatorship of the subsidiary bodies for all their efforts in fulfilling their mandate. Dear colleagues, distinguished delegates, today the Conference on Disarmament is witnessing an odd and awful situation as the Zionist regime of Israel, based on alphabetical order, takes over the presidency of this august body next week. Next week, a regime that has been a great threat to international peace and security assumes the presidency of the body, to which it not only has no commitment, but also is a big hurdle to achieving its goals. Presiding over a UN-affiliated body mandated for disarmament requires a minimum level of commitment, at least to the basic established rules and principles of international law and the existing collective arrangements. Remaining outside of collective arrangements on banning weapons of mass destruction and continuing its clandestine production, development, and use, and threat of use of WMDs well proves that the Israel regime lacks the minimum competence and qualification to preside over the CD conference that pursues international peace and security enhancement through disarmament and the ultimate goal of nuclear disarmament. This lack of commitment is not merely limited to non-accession to the relevant WMD's instruments. Rather, the Israeli regime violates even its basic obligations under international law. Presiding over the CD by a regime with a very dark background and conducting all types of war crimes and heinous crimes against humanity flouts all our collective endeavors and ultimate goals in the Conference on Disarmament. A brief review into the history of the Israeli regime and its destabilizing policies well demonstrates why the regime is not eligible to preside over any international forum, including this august body. Only since October 7th last year, Israel has massacred more than 40,000 people in Gaza, at least two-thirds of them innocent women and children. According to the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, and the World Health Organization, Israeli barbaric attacks have left more than half of Gaza's homes, 19% of schools' buildings, and at least 30 out of 36 hospitals destroyed. Deliberate targeting of civilians and civilian objectives, including hospitals, schools, and places of worship, are evident examples of war crimes. In continuation of its crimes this month, the international community was shocked when it saw an attack on Al-Tabin, a school in Gaza, which left the loss of more than 100 forcibly displaced Palestinians. The starvation, enforced movement of population, and use of all types of banned weapons, like white phosphorus, in besieged Gaza amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity, and the regime's officials should be held accountable for such crimes. Besides, the regime's nefarious activities do not limit to Gaza. This regime has had a long history of crimes and terror in the region, the most recent of which is the cowardly terror of the Palestinian political figure Ismail Haniyeh in violation of principles of international law, including the Charter of the United Nations and violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Shredding the United Nations Charter by the regime's ambassador before the eyes of everyone proves its lack of attachment to the basic principles of the United Nations and international law. CD should address to the world the question of how the representative of a regime that lacks a minimum level of commitment to the basic principles of international law can be competent and eligible to preside over this body. The regime of Israel, not being a party to any of the international treaties banning weapons of mass destruction and continuing possession and expansion of all types of weapons of this kind, lacks credibility and eligibility to lead this body. This regime sees no restrictions and has no fear to threaten others for using nuclear weapons, as its prime minister threatened Gaza and Iran. On several occasions, the regime not only has shown its attachment and its detachment and lack of interest in matters related to the advancement of international peace and security, but also spares no effort to erode international peace and security and derail the collective efforts from their right track. The regime's position is against any formal discussions on Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction, let alone the realization of such a zone in this region. Furthermore, the regime, contrary to the desire of the overwhelming majority of the conference, through blocking the State of Palestine's observership request, silenced the voice of the Palestinian people. Distinguished colleagues, disastrous massacre of more than 40,000 innocent people and the application of all forbidden means of methods of warfare in violation of basic principles of international law are not something that can be easily ignored and passed by. The occupying power's assumption of the presidency will undermine the credibility of the conference and the efforts of the members aimed at contributing to the strengthening of international peace and security through disarmament and arms control. Against this backdrop, the Islamic Republic of Iran, as a state committed to multilateralism, acknowledging the significance of the Conference on Disarmament, does not recognize the Israel regime's presidency over any forum, including CD whatsoever. The Islamic Republic of Iran, in solidarity with the oppressed people of Palestine, and in line with its principal policy of rejecting any legitimacy for the Israeli regime, will not take part in any meeting under that regime's presidency, and reserves its observations in regard to any decision during the incoming presidency. I thank you.